Sparking up my joint, baby. Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, bitches. Woo! Oh, shit. It's been way too long. Way too long. I really haven't done a podcast in some time. Just because, you know, life and the world and everything going on, and just I need to take a step back and, you know, take a break from it and just focus on being a dad for a bit, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm back. Oh shit, I just dropped my joint. I'm back, motherfucker. But yeah, basically, you know, things have changed for me for the better. The world hasn't gotten any better, but because of that, I've gotten a little bit better. I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive and like doesn't make sense, but I've found a new love for God. You know, and I just have this, trying not to shit myself right now. Hold on. When I smoke and I cough, my abdominals just flex and want to just, you know, push it all out. And then next thing I know, I gotta poop. But we're good. Anyways. Yeah, just like, and what started it, you know, I've been noticing like all these signs, or, you know, if you pay attention, you could see the signs that God is trying to reconnect with you. I'm not trying to preach on here. It's not what I'm all about. I'm not like super religious. I'm a spiritual being like the rest of us, because we all have a soul. We're all spiritual in some kind of way. And I do believe in God. I do believe in God. I think he works in mysterious ways, good ways. You know, you may not understand what his plan may be, but if you have faith and you lean into him, he'll guide you on your path. And he'll have your back. At least that's what I believe. And one thing that's I can't get out of my mind right now is, you know, the human trafficking of children and how grotesque and prominent and alive it is within our society. Not just, you know, just the human social construct, you know. And it's, and if you look at everything, the world is ran by these pedophiles that are involved in this shit, you know? And it's fucked. And me being a father myself, you know, it's just like, what the fuck? I can't, knowing that this is happening, knowing that this shit's going on, I can't just, you know, not do anything about it. I can't. I just can't. And I can't just sit on the bench anymore. It's too much. It's too much. And I know too many people that with kids. And the thing is, this thing's getting bigger. It's growing. It's fucking growing. And it may not affect me or anyone that, you know, that I know directly right now, but it's working that way. It's working to that way. Like, it's going to spread everywhere if the good men in this world don't stand up and take a stand to protect their women and children, especially the children. Well, women too. But, you know, that as fathers, we are supposed to be protectors of our children, providers, you know. And it's easy for someone to be like, nah, that ain't happened to me, you know, and that ain't my kid, blah, blah, blah. But, dude, here's the thing about that. When I look into the eyes of my child, my children, I see the eyes of God looking right back at me. Right back at me. And knowing that, and knowing what I see when I look into my kids' eyes, and knowing what's happening out there to other kids, we're all children of God. And the fact that this is happening is satanic. It's hurting God. And they know it hurts God because that's why they do it. And the money, of course. Of course the money. But that's all part of it. You know, and you know what hurts God more than, you know, that happening? Because, you know, children are the closest thing to God. They are so fresh from God. They came from the light. They are the light. And so what hurts God more than, you know, those evil people, because it's not just men doing it, it's women too, those evil human beings are hurting God by hurting the children by doing what they're doing. But what hurts God even more is when his children know about that happening, like, you know, us, aka the parents, the adults in this world, know that it's happening, and we don't do anything about it. That is, like, a big, like, fuck you to God. Big time. And I really don't know enough, but I know that much. I know enough to know that that's fucked up, you know? Like, I don't know what's going to happen if, you know, this continues. I don't know if, like, you know, you're going to feel God's wrath or anything like that. I don't know. They say he's going to walk the earth again soon. Fuck, dude. I don't know enough to talk on that subject. I just know that, you know, that I used to look at the Bible, and it's like all these made up, like, stories, like, wackos. Because you know what it is? It's the ones that would preach it and then, like, try to, like, use what, you know, whatever they read out of the Bible as a way to manipulate you in a way. And it comes off as, like, not good. Like, no one, very unattractive. No one wants to, like, listen to that shit. You know, like, I mean, at least I didn't. Now it's different. Now I look at it, the book, the Bible, as a history book. I read it as a history book. And when you're reading it as a history book, instead of like a made-up story that's all just gibberish, it makes more sense. It makes more sense, and you just... it's easier to digest and accept the word of God, you know, and everything else in it. But yeah, it just, like, I'm saying all this and it just makes total sense to me. I don't know if it makes sense to anyone else, but I feel no resistance when I speak these words. None. It's not even hard to say, you know. And that just means I'm speaking the truth. Because when you speak the truth, you don't have to think about it. It just comes out. It just feels natural. There's no effort, you know? That's how it feels, honestly. And that's because I believe it. I feel it. I have faith in him. I have faith in God. And because of this, you know, all this stuff happening and, like, noticing him trying to... Because I was noticing that he was trying to reconnect with me through everything. And it could be a photo, it could be a video, it could be, you know, a sign, just whichever method he could easily access me, which was through the phone. So I was getting things through my phone, like videos and shit like that. You know, and for a while I was ignoring it, but then, you know, I stopped ignoring it, started, not noticing it, but pay more attention to it, and more willing to listen, and, like, accept, okay, this cannot just be a coincidence, there's no way, you know, and then, next thing I know, that movie, Sound of Freedom, comes out. The Sound of Freedom comes out on the 4th of July. I personally haven't seen it. I have not seen it. Yes, I do want to see it, but I haven't. I just haven't had time. It's hard with the schedule I have right now, because there's literally no time. There's no free time. It's all the time working and parenting. There's no breaks. Except for right now, because I got lucky and everyone is asleep upstairs. But, yeah, and I just got this calling. That's what it feels like. It feels like he was trying to get my attention for this. And I just got this strong calling. I can't shake it. I can't, as much as I want to shake it, I can't. I can't stop thinking about it. I want to fight to end human trafficking of children. That's what I want to do. And that's what I am going to do. With God's help. To save God's children. That's what I'm going to do. I feel that fully. And I accept it fully. And I know God will have my back on this journey. I just, without a doubt, I have full faith. Not even scared. No reason to be scared. You know? This is a truly righteous cause. And I'm not doing it, you know, I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for God. That's who I'm doing this for. That's who needs this. If anything, I'm putting myself at risk. And my family. But it shouldn't be like that, honestly. That just tells me that... That should tell everyone that the world is evil and fucked up. There's evil out there, you know? And to be a coward and coward away and not speak up and ignore it, even though you can see it happening or... You know that's happening. Ignore it. Like, I feel like that's just cowardly. That's cowardly. I'm not like that. I'm not built that way. I'm just not. And I'm perfectly okay doing the right thing, even that means standing alone. There's no way I can just let this stuff continue as a father and as a man and as a protector of children, of my children. But as a father, it should be our duty to protect all children, not just our own, but all children. And the fact that there's fucked up men out there that do, not just people, women even, but from a man's perspective, who is a father, the fact that there's fucked up men and fathers out there, even, that do this shit, You know what that makes me want to do to these people? I can't even say what I want to do to these people on here. And God would not be proud. He would look down upon. He might look down upon the shit I do to them. It won't be that as bad as what they do to them, but it'll be enough. It would be enough. And I should have the freedom to say what I want to say on here. And, you know, but you know how it is in this world. You say the fucking wrong thing. Even me just saying that, you know, could be considered whatever, you know, a fucking threat. Ugh, woo. I'm literally at home talking to my, you know, well, not just to myself, but to you guys too, you know, to all the listeners out there listening. You know, speaking my mind. Speaking how I feel from the heart, you know, from the soul. Like, and I know there's other men like me out there, other followers like me out there that are listening to this and thinking the same fucking thing. Like, yeah, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, and they'll agree. Like, yeah, I want to fucking kill these motherfuckers. Because that, at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. As protectors, as fathers. We want to kill this evil by exterminating them and killing them all. Wiping them off the face of the earth. Because there is no room for this kind of evil to exist for the future of our children. No way. No how. No way in hell. And I say that. I've been rethinking about some of the shit I say and think. You know, and it's not easy being a Christian, you know, and having that faith, because it's like once you become a Christian and you have that faith and you know what the sins are and then you sin anyway, oh, it just makes it even harder for you because you know better as a Christian. Yeah, it's, that's why I think a lot of people, it's easy for them, you know, to look away from Christianity and, like, you know, what it means to be a good Christian and a human and do, you know, whatever the fuck they want without, like, fear of repercussions from God, you know. But I also, like, I understand what it means to not have faith and to not believe, and because it's, at the end of the day, it's also kind of, I mean, it's easy. It's easy to get distracted or, like, because, believe it or not, these fucking smartphones that we have with the screen, That shit's like the mark of the beast, man. Oh, that's right. I had a revelation. Remember how I was telling you guys about how when I look in the eyes of my children, I see the eyes of God looking back at me, right? Well, and we're all God's children. And with this fucking phone, we're always looking at it. We're always looking down at it. We're never really making eye contact with each other. And when we do, we're scared of each other and we look away. It's because we're afraid what we're going to see. We're going to see God looking back at each other through each other's eyes. We're going to see each other's souls. Because when you make eye contact with each other, you see each other's souls, and you see the, and what, you know, in the, or, you know, it's just, it makes so much sense. Like, no wonder, like, this thing is destroying humanity. This cell phone technology, at least this part of technology with this phone, it's destroying the faith of, in God. It's destroying your family values with porn. Because when a young man watches porn all the time, starting at a young age, like, I'm talking like a young, like a young man, like early teens, you know, like, because you know how it is, boys get cell phones at a young age, and they might get access to certain things on that fucking thing, where, you know, and because, you know, at school, boys are doing different things, talking to each other, and word gets around, and the next thing you know, you're like, you're doing it yourself, whatever, you know, same thing as drugs. And when you're exposed to that at an early age, you don't have the same value system for a family, you know, like having a proper healthy relationship that you see blossoming between your mother and your father as they raise you and your brothers and sisters, you know? And then you got all, you know, like, all these poor examples for, you know, rappers with these rap videos and, you know, that are out there. I mean, not all of them, but there's some, you know. There's some out there, let's be honest. And then, you know, it's just the way things are set up right now and the way things are going, it's not good. We need to get away from looking at your screens all the time and get back to making eye contact with all of ourselves, with each other. Because the more we do that, the more united we will be, the closer we will be, the more connected we will be. Because we will be able to look into each other's eyes and see ourselves for who we are. They could, because the thing is when you make eye contact with people, you can see their soul and they can see theirs. And what that is the collective consciousness, which is God. You know? And because we've gotten away from all the, you know, the community and gatherings and coming together and man, I look people in the eyes all the time. All the time. I'm not afraid to look away from someone. I'll make eye contact with you. I don't care who you are. And because the reason is because I know who I am. I know what I've been through. And I want to know who you are. I can see you through your eyes. And I think that's what terrifies most people, is that they know you can, that person can see me through my eyes just by looking at me. Explain that. Explain that, man. Like, it's, you know, and I'm able to look, you know, and but the thing is, some people have some, I don't know, not everyone is afraid of my gaze, because obviously, not my kids, not my wife, but strangers, like on the street, that never met me, not once, doesn't even know who I am, if I'm walking out in public, and you catch my gaze, and I look right at you, there's something they see in me. Personally, I don't know what it is, because I can't see what they're seeing. I know who I am, and I know what I've been through. But whatever that is that I've been through and how I carry myself projects in my eyes when I look out in the world. And whatever they see scares them to look away. So, I don't know what that is. I'm just, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm sensing and seeing when I make eye contact with people that don't know me. Like, coworkers, they know me. They can look at me in the eyes all day. They don't care. They're not even scared. Not one bit. But I don't know, it's just strangers. It's the strangers, you know? It's the ones that, I don't know. And that, another thing, too, is that I've noticed is the ones that need God the most will get this message. That, which is crazy. Like, the ones that need God the most will get the message. Or will get read that post. Or whatever. Or comment on the post that, you know, I posted, you know. And it's funny because, like, I did make a post on Facebook way back. And I said, what? I'm not going to pull it up because that would take too long. But I said something along the lines of, if God is real, or if God isn't real, or hold on. I kind of want to look it up, but I don't want to stop the recording. And I don't want to boot up my computer to look it up. So, but it's basically, I was saying, if God is real, then, or if God isn't real, then why do we talk about him? Or something like that. If God isn't real, then why do we talk about him? Basically saying, like, since we talk about God, he must be real. Did I say that like that? Since we talk about God, he must be real. Anyways, the ones that, you know, commented on it in a fashion of trying to, you know, basically say he's not real, you know, through other examples or whatever, those people are the ones that need God the most. They do. Because they commented on that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they saw that post and they were drawn in by God himself to make a comment on it. Whatever they commented, I replied with, you know, just, I don't want to sound like a pretentious asshole. I wasn't rude about anything. It was like God responded through me with my comments back to them. Like, just like, I didn't even have to think about it. It just came right off the cuff. Boom. Da-da-da-da-da. It wasn't even mean. It was just, you know, agreeing with them. But then also, like, given, you know, just examples and facts, you know, that, and in response to what they said, it wasn't even that bad. They didn't respond back because they knew I was right, you know. I'm not going to say who it was. I know who they were. You know, but they didn't respond back because of the response I had. They had a chew on it. They knew I was right because it, you know, they didn't, if, there was no back and forth. It was, they commented on it, I commented back. And it's my belief that those are the ones that need God the most, the ones that are, he's trying to reach out to in some way, whether it's someone's making a video and someone sees a video or a photo or a comment and they comments on it, you know. But anyways, back to the children. I have a somewhat, I have an idea on how I want to approach fighting for these children. It's going to be slow at first because I got to do a lot of research. It's probably going to be a year, maybe even 2 years. somewhere between a year to 2 years. Hopefully just a year, but I don't want to rush this thing because, you know, it's like you want to like hurry up and be like, yeah, let's hurry up and save these children. But at the same time, I got to approach this with structure. I got to have a goal and structure it to aim for that goal. And I got to really be diligent on my research and putting things together and being able to, you know, back things up, present myself, you know, formally, and just be on top of it, be on top of it. So that way I can get, you know, get these, I can get the help I need to save these kids and, you know, and get the backing and the support from fathers like me, and maybe they even want to join. I wouldn't be surprised, you know. So, but yeah, that's basically it, you know. Like, I had to take a time out from this and kind of like reconnect with God and figured it out, kind of. Yeah, I mean, still figuring things out. It's just I have a compass now. Now I need the map, and I need the binoculars, but I got the compass. So I just, you know, I got the compass. Now I need the map, the binos, and the radio, and then, you know, I'll have everything to fight for these kids. So, but I'm gonna go ahead and sign off with that, and let's do it. So. Woo. Yeah. It feels kind of shameful to be smoking like this during this podcast episode, to be honest. But, I've been kind of rethinking about doing my podcast differently, too. I ain't gonna lie. Maybe have it a little bit more, versatile. Instead of, like, because I can be serious, too. I don't have to always be funny on this, you know what I mean? I can be serious. I was thinking about redoing some things. Changing my bio and whatnot, and kind of just change things up a little bit, but that's all with your time, you know, and one thing at a time. That's how I gotta tell myself, one thing at a time, you know, because it can be easily overwhelming when you got a full plate already, you know, and with work and the family life, and you know, and then about, you know, this, you know, this big obstacle up ahead that I'm about to face. It could be easily overwhelming for a little person like me, a nobody, quote unquote, nobody like me, because in the grand scheme of things, we all feel like a nobody to it all. You know what I mean? Like, because we're so small to it all. Because it's like this big machine that's just operating. And it's just like, how the heck do we go about this? You know? Because it's so massive. And then it's like, well, I'm only one man. And that's how I feel. You know? Like, I'm only one man. Like, but it's going to take an army. You know? It's going to take an army to accomplish what we want to accomplish. So. You know, and there's other. Ooh, excuse me. There's other people out there, though, I know. Because I've seen the websites that are trying to fight, too. They're trying to do something, too, about this human trafficking, you know. And so there's other people fighting. We're not alone. We just got to come together for them, for us, and fight this evil, the true evil in this world. Not what, you know, our government says is evil. Because it's them. They're the evil ones, you know? And whoever is fucking running them. Because I feel like there's, you know, there's the public figures in power that we see on television all the time. And then there's ones behind the curtain in the shadows. Really calling the shots. Really making the calls. You know? And that's fucking scary. It's the unknown. You know? And evil, they operate in the shadows. They do. And that's the devil right there, man. Straight up. So, yeah. That's fucked. I don't even know how to end this, to be honest. But I guess I'll end with that. I don't know. I kind of want to keep talking, but I kind of don't because it's already been almost 40 minutes. So it's like, whatever. But I'll go ahead and it's like beating a dead horse, you know, talking about it all the time. But yeah. That's what I want to do. I want to save these kids. Oh, and I hope you do too. God bless. Oh man, it only seems proper. They say a prayer for the kids, right? If I'm going to be fully in faith of God, leaning into Him to protect me, have my back, I may as well make a prayer for His children, for those children. Oh, man. You know, I'll be surprised if I lost people by now. I wouldn't be surprised if I lost people by now, because I'm about to make a prayer on my podcast. And I know how people, you know, they shy away from people praying in public atmospheres. You know, understandably, because it's kind of embarrassing, you know. It's like, whoa, what? I get it, because I've experienced it when I was younger, but it's okay. This is a good prayer for a good cause. God, I pray to you to look after all of your children, the children that are suffering from this heinous crime of human trafficking, and God knows what else, what's really happening to their poor souls. Grant them strength and the courage to fight on, to keep fighting until I can make it to them and help them and save them. And God, grant me the strength and courage to continue on this path and save your children. Save them from the evil.